the town board had their meeting last week. And at that meeting, again, this issue with the pond in Lippmann Park came back up. And the issue has been that the outflow from the pond has been blocked by what they call algae, which is actually cyanobacteria. And it was interesting. I went down a couple of days ago to see how it was going because they're trying to clear it. Part of the pond is now cleared, but they've got the aerators going. And I think the reason, one of the reasons why this overgrowth of this algae, so-called, was so dramatic was that they didn't have the aerators going. So they've got aerators going, and that oxygenates the water, and that makes it a little more friendly to things that will eat the cyanobacteria, although there aren't many of those. Anyway, so I took pictures of it, and at the northern end of the pond, it is absolutely in riot mode. It does look as if it emerges at night and eats anything that it finds. It's scary, and really, and I took pictures of it, and it was interesting, did a little research. And the thing is that anybody who's ever had a swimming pool, if you had a swimming pool, this problem, because it's incredibly invasive and it's incredibly hard to get out of, especially a swimming pool that has straight angles in the corners rather than the curved type, because it grows there, and to get it out, okay, you could use algaecide, you've got to scrub. It can be a real nightmare if it gets going. So you have to really work on it. And I can tell you, Lippmann Park Pond, it is out of control. It must be, looks like it's like a foot thick in some places. Anyway, and it's got down into the drain, and they're having to boost it out of there because it was leading to the pond just rising steadily up and getting ready to overflow the road and then start to flow across onto people's lawns around it. So a bit of a problem. I did some research, and it's interesting. We exist because of this stuff, because of the cyanobacteria, because it evolved around 2.2 billion years ago, and it photosynthesizes not the way plants do. It doesn't photosynthesize with chloroplasts. If you remember your high school biology and spirogena and all that, you'll remember chloroplasts. But that's what plants have. No, that's not what this do. This just uses a simpler set of molecules, proteins and things. Anyway, and it produced oxygen, free oxygen in the atmosphere 2.2 billion years ago, and it killed off the whole earlier world of the anaerobic, the non-oxygen breathing bacteria. They still exist, can cause problems, they can get into a wound, and then you've got a sepsis issue. There's all kinds of stuff with them, but they are very much in the minority now. And it's because of the oxygen that was put into the atmosphere by what we call algae, but it's really cyanobacteria. Anyway, the town brought in some people. They got the aerators going. There's bubbles coming to the surface of the pond, and it's clearing it up a bit. And they're also putting down, this was interesting, I didn't know about this, the barley straw pellets going into the pond in various locations. And barley straw, I don't know why, as it rots, and nobody does, as it rots in the water, also prevents the growth of the green pond scum. It inhibits it. Doesn't kill it. Nothing actually will. It's very difficult. A real infestation with this stuff. That's going on now.
But it almost reminds me, almost like keeping a fish tank. If you don't have aeration in a fish tank, the gunk and the whatever builds up on the glass and you have to clean that, that's exactly what it reminds me of.
It is the same thing. It's the same thing. Anywhere where you have water and food and maybe sunlight, you'll get this green scum. And it'll grow on the side of the tank. It will grow just like it does on the side of swimming pools. And it's pernicious. And, of course, you have to use, in a pool, you can use algaecide. But you can't use that in a fish tank because then your fish die. And you can't use that in a pond because it turns it toxic. So, again and again, it's in a pool, you've got certain things you can do to keep it down. And there's tons of ways of doing it there. And chlorination is an obvious one. But of course, there are people who will complain if you chlorinate your pool because their hair dye will go away.
Yeah.
But there are issues, and it's fundamental. But we've got to remember, we only exist. This planet is only habitable for animal life because of this stuff, because what it did starting 2.2 billion years ago, creating oxygen and putting some free oxygen into the atmosphere for animal life to breathe. Anyway, so that story, it will be improved. The town is on it, and they're getting it going. And as I've not said, the barley pellets, barley straw pellets, are being put in there, and they will have an effect as well. And the water level has gone down, and along the edge of the pond in a few places, you can see where the stuff had come out and was left high and dry and has died off in these kind of mats across the ground. Pretty creepy looking.